good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your markets for today after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Buchanan, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The family farmers and ranchers of Oklahoma ask you to vote yes on State Question 777, Right to Farm Amendment. Just like Oklahoma Farm Bureau, State Question 777 protects all of Oklahoma farms, from big to small, organic to conventional.
This is Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, and we fully endorse State Question 777. State Question 777 will protect Oklahoma family farmers from interference and abuse by out-of-state special interest groups like PETA, HSUS, and the Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. We're proud to support State Question 777 because it will help us do what we do best, provide great-tasting, affordable, Oklahoma-raised food for Oklahoma families. Oklahoma's family farmers need your help. Please join us and vote yes on State Question 777, the right to farm.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahoma Farmers Care.
While increased pressure steadily developed through cattle futures today with triple-digit losses seen in both live and feeder cattle markets, lack of support in beef values continued to create concerns surrounding the ability to rally beef demand through the fourth quarter. Corn prices higher in light trade today with December corn futures about 3 cents higher per bushel. Stock markets higher too in light trade with the Dow Jones 76 points higher, NASDAQ up 2 points. Softness in beef values on the morning boxed beef report and general trader apathy have finally wore down live cattle futures from the moderate losses seen through most of the day as triple-digit losses started to develop by midday. Traders remain moderately comfortable within the current trading range, but the lack of support through the entire market continued to limit overall market activity and may actually lead to further liquidation. Strong triple-digit losses that developed through feeder cattle trade today did not surprise traders given the lack of underlying support seen early in the week, but the inability to sustain a market rally for more than two or three trading sessions is becoming increasingly disappointing and pointing to the fact that the underlying market remains weak. And grain futures were mostly lower today after an attempt at a higher open in corn and wheat quickly failed overnight. With 3 weeks before USDA's next crop production forecast and the U.S. election, the market lacks news to trade. Corn prices started to extend losses a little as the overnight session headed down the home stretch, with December futures testing Tuesday's lows. The nearby failed to confirm a move out of its modest uptrending channel of September delivery lows as another cycle low looms in the next couple of weeks. Soybeans tried to turn higher following choppy two-sided trade overnight. November futures battled to hold its 50-day moving average, which comes in today, looming just under the overnight low. Wheat prices lower today after slow but steady overnight selling. No signs of improved demand or problems in other major growing regions, keeping markets from extending their recent gains. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.